Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of 1 Kings. Today, we'll be looking at 1 Kings chapter 1 through chapter 4. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Wilbert takes a deeper look in the book.
Begin studying out of a new book of the Bible. We'll look at 1 Kings, some Bibles says the first book of the Kings. So we'll look at 1 Kings, the first book of the Kings. Now, we have looked at 1 and 2 Samuel, and 1 and 2 Samuel introduce to us the Israel two great kings, which is the first king was King Saul, and then the second king was King David. And King David, we looked at all of 2 Samuel, and the whole book of 2 Samuel was dedicated to King David. Now we will look at David's son, King Solomon, and then we'll look at the rest of the kings of Israel and Judah. And so tonight we pick up 1 Kings, and in verse number 1, it kind of tells us what's happening in the life of David. It says, "Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat." And so David is real sick, isn't he? They done put clothes on him. I mean, he's sleeping in his, can I use my imagination? He's sleeping in his long johns and long handles and what have you. And they putting all kind of clothes on him, covers on him, quilts and stuff. But he can't get no, he can't you just imagine an old man just shaking in the bed? And so somebody came up with an idea. They said, let's go get a girl. Because David, he loved pretty girls. And so verse 2 says, "Wherefore his servant said unto him, let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get heat." So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair and cherished the king and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. Well, they might as well go on and get the obituary ready, because David is 1 foot in the bed and the other foot is in the grave, isn't he? Because David, he loves pretty girls, and the Bible says that he could, nothing happened. And so everybody knew that David was finna die. Everybody knew that. And it's amazing how folks know what's happening in the White House, don't it? It's just amazing how folks know what goes on in the palace. Amen. Because notice verse number 5, it says then. Somebody say then. Adonijah, the son of Hashai, exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." And he prepared him chariots, horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. So Adonijah now is rebelling against the known will of God. Everybody knew that when David died, that Solomon was supposed to become king. Now, Adonijah, this is one of David's older sons. And so he felt like that he should be king. Since daddy can't be king no more, then I need to become the king. Because I sure don't want my little brother here to be king. And so the Bible said he prepared chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. So, boy, he's acting like a king. Look like he's setting it up to be a king. And notice, the Bible even lets us know that Joab, in verse number 7, he went with him. Joab, and then the priest, Abiathar, the priest, they followed Adonijah, and they helped him. That's in verse number 7. And so now you think about this. Joab is rebelling against the known will of God. The high priest is rebelling against the known will of God. It's amazing how sometimes folks that you think are with you, they ain't with you. They just waiting on you to die. They may not rebel against you as long as you living, but as soon as you die, you really see what color they are. They really show their color. And David wasn't dead yet. David's counting out. You can't count David out. David is like the comeback kid. Amen. When everybody heard that, but David can't do nothing in the palace no more, they said, oh, well, he dead now. David can't do nothing with a woman. He dead. But David wasn't really dead just yet. And the Bible says that Bathsheba, in verse number 7, she went and she spoke to Nathan and told Nathan that Adonijah is trying to exalt himself as being king. Now, why did Bathsheba, I mean, what she's got to do with this thing? That's Solomon's mother. That's right. That's Solomon's mother. And so she wanted to see her boy become king. And plus, God promised David that David, Solomon is going to be the king. Now, Solomon is still young at this time. Solomon is, some scholar says that, you know, he's high school age, a teenager. And so I can kind of see why Adonijah thinking that he can be king. But God always have a will. You know, God is never in heaven scratching his head and trying to come up with the next move. God already, as a matter of fact, the God that we serve, whenever he starts something, he never starts it until it's finished. As a matter of fact, when God get ready to do something, the Bible says he starts at the end. And then he bags all the way up, and then he puts it in progress. So God already know how it's going in. Because that's where he starts. He starts. And see, Jesus, when he came on the scene, he's, what is one of his name? Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the, he just ain't the beginning and the end. You know, in all the books, whenever I'm autographing a book, I say Philippians 1 and 6. You know why I say Philippians 1 and 6? He that began a good work in you. Will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is going to keep working on you. See, there's not a moment that God's taking a break. He's working on you right now. He's going to keep working on you until Jesus come back or until you go to Jesus. One of the two, until Jesus come back and get you or you go home and be with, either way it go, he's going to keep working on you until you make it to heaven. Amen. So you don't have to, that's why you just pray for people. Don't try to change people. God is going to do the changing. See, God told us to catch the fish. He going to clean them. Hello, somebody. And see, one of the reasons people don't like church a lot of time is because we try to clean them. And grown people ain't going to let you try to work on them. Because they grown. Hello, somebody. Amen. See, that's why many of us ran away from home. Hello. I mean, once you graduated, you got on out of town. Left Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. Amen. Tell the truth, somebody, and shame the devil. Yeah, because why? You grown now. Be in your bedroom talking about she's trying to tell me what to do. She heard you in that mumbling. What did she say? Nothing, mama. I ain't say nothing. All right. But Solomon was the one that was going to fulfill the word of God. Is that right? Solomon. God had chose Solomon to fulfill the word of God. And so when David found out this plan, they moved real fast. David, Bathsheba, Nathan, they moved real fast. And David said, listen, what we need to do, go and get my mule. Go get the white mule. Go get the king's mule. And put Solomon on the king's mule. Let's go ahead and let's have like a parade. And let me go on and make Solomon king today. We're going to go ahead and have this thing today. And they went on and they made Solomon king. Now, let me tell you something. Whenever you know what the will of God is, go on and do it. Don't give the devil an opportunity. See, could it be that David just about messed up the will of God? Huh? See, he knows this way ahead of time. Don't wait till you, don't hold on to your power until you can't even move before you go on and elect somebody else take your place. Now, last week I talked about us, you know, jumping out of place too soon. You know, a lot of time we come in the church and we done sung 5 years in the choir. Now I'm ready to retire for a while. I need a break. You need a break at 25. No. But at the same time, don't stay there until you're 95. You see what I'm saying? And you can't even roll over in the bed. They gotta turn you over in the bed. But you got 10 offices at the church. You holding 10 offices at the church. Now, have y'all ever seen that? I saw that. I'll never forget when I was in the AME church. And my wife and I, and we would go to some of these district meetings and stuff. And sometime at the district meeting, they would say, they would call the roll, and they would talk about, they'll say something like, is the chairman or the chairperson for the committee on evangelism, are they here? Is they here? And this little old lady, about 80 years old, she raised her hand. And then they would ask, do we have the person on Christian education? Is they here? And that same little old lady would raise her hand. And it looked like she you know, hold three or four positions. I said, now that lady, she can barely walk through the door. But she's over the evangelism department of the district. And then it ain't number 15 of us in the meeting. you know, at the whole church, at the conference. And me and my wife, boy, we would be excited. We would be one of the first one there. And we was the youngest. We would always be the youngest there. And we said, my goodness. Basically, the conference and the convention had died. And it's easy to see why it was dying. Everybody there was past retirement age. I said, I can see why this, you know, conference is dying. Yeah, you can't, you know, and my pastor used to, me and him would talk about it. He said, we need some young blood. We need some young blood. And that's right. We need some young blood. Don't wait till a person is 95 and you have their funeral before you decide that you need somebody else. Uh-uh. Hello, somebody. Is y'all with me? So don't go to the extreme. See, I think it's somewhere in between. And so when I look at this let me know David waited too late, just about. He just about waited too late to make Solomon king. I mean, you know you're getting ready to die, Dave. Hello, somebody. When a person can't walk up these stairs here, that ought to let him know. Huh? When you can't do certain things, that ought to just let you know. Amen. If there ever come a time I can't stand and preach, that ought to let me know my time is winding up. Hello, somebody. Amen. I'm not talking about when I just hurt my back, like I hurt my back the day. I don't know how I hurt my back. So let me clarify. If y'all see me sitting up in the chair on Sunday, don't y'all be getting a committee together to try to find you another pastor. I just hurt my back. Just go get me some Bengay or something. Amen. I'm just trying to be obedient to the pastor. The pastor said, you know, don't wait. No. You have to be careful with church people because they only hear what they want to hear sometimes. I'm not talking about y'all here on Wednesday night. I'm talking about the folks that you know. Amen? All right. So, but Solomon, he fulfilled God's will by coming and being king. He takes his place. He takes his place. Because, see, as long as you hold on to your position and you can't fulfill your position, then that means you're delaying that other person who's supposed to be in that place. Amen? All right. So Solomon, he finally fulfilled his position. All right. That brings us to chapter 2, and tonight I'm just highlighting. You go back and read it, okay? All right. In chapter 2, Solomon execute God's wrath. He execute God's wrath. Now, listen to David's counsel on his deathbed. The Bible says, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon, his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. When you are in a man position, you got to show yourself a man. Yeah. Whenever you get in a position in the church, how many of you know that it's not for immature people? See, most of what happens in church, fallouts and stuff, it's always over some petty stuff. Why they wouldn't let me sing my song? Well, you sang that every week. They want to hear something else. Amen. It's all about maturity. And when you are in a position, They even teach you in some leadership classes that you can't even hang out with those that's up under you. Did y'all hear what I say? See, a lot of times we just try to be friends with everybody. Yeah, but you got to be able to maintain a certain respect. Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to be able to go to lunch like y'all used to go to lunch all the time. And then you got to learn how to walk right in the middle. Because, see, if I'm going to lunch all the time with my Christian girlfriends that I used to go to lunch with on the job, and now I'm a manager, but now I still want to continue to go to lunch with them, what are these folks that I used to didn't go to lunch that I'm over now, what you think they going to say? Huh? Yeah, see, a lot of times we gets in position and we still want to act like we are rather than acting up here because we don't really know how to act. Yeah, you got to play the part. You got to show yourself a man. At one time you was playing, but now you can't play no more. And you got to be careful. You just can't say just whatever you want to say now. Because now you are a manager. See, you used to could say almost anything when you were just a girl Friday. But now you manager. And so whatever you say, whatever you do, folks are watching you. Why did she come in here and look over here at us like that? She just stared at us. Did you see that? As soon as she came in, she just was watching us. Why was she watching us? Huh? And then, because see, folks are so insecure. You can be looking at some people and then go over here and talk with these people. The people over there say, see, they went over there and talked about her. She went over there and said, see, that's insecure. Body language. You have to be careful, just even in certain body language. See, body language says something. Body language. So once you become manager over a department in a church, even your body language is going to be giving off signals. So you got to be very careful. Amen. But if you can see yourself like a mama or see yourself like a daddy, then you'll be all right in management. Why is that? Because it's almost like children.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah, yeah.